House Rules
家のルールや家訓
Welcome to the Lost in Japan English podcast delivered to you in a bilingual format in English and Japanese. I'm your host Chieko based in Seattle, Washington.
そして千葉県印西市からお送りしているやっこです。ロスジャパポッドキャストは日本語と英語のバイリンガル形式でお送りしています。
Okay, today we're talking about house rules and how they are different from house to house, but also 日本の家とアメリカの家。Sometimes we have cultural house rules that are different too.
結構違うところあると思うんだよね、これね。だから面白いトピックなんじゃないかなと思います。はい。
So when you think about the differences between Japanese households and American households,What comes to mind when we say house rules?
一つは、まあ、靴だよね。靴のルールはかなり違う、一番目立つのかなと思うね。もう入った瞬間だから、はい、日本のうちはもう靴を脱ぐっていうのは当たり前のように。It's not like a house rule, but it is a house rule って感じだよね。
It's like a...Country rule.
It's a country rule. Yes, yes, yes. Not just a house rule. So that's pretty big and probably popular now. だよね。もう大体世界の人も知ってるよね。日本の家は。
I think so. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of Asian households do have no shoes in the house, house rules.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of American households do as well, but a lot of them don't. When you go to someone's house, it's always polite to ask, like, oh, would you like me to remove my shoes or should I leave my shoes on? And so, you know, you can abide by their preferences.
I see. なるほどね。選べるのもいいよね。なんか、自分の家はこうですみたいな違いがあってね。I remember in our house when we lived in the United States, it was always shoes off っていう感じだったから we had to tell our guests that you need to take your shoes off. well, you need to take your shoes off とは言わなかったね。Please take your shoes off って言ってたから、っていう感じもね。
Yeah.Yeah. I think, you do need to tell people sometimes that if your household is a no-shoes household.
Yeah.
たまには言わなきゃいけない。
Yeah, and the difficult thing is that in the Japanese home, you know where to take your shoes off. Like, there's a step difference. And, like, the color is different, the material is different and stuff. But in an American house, it's all the same. And so it's like, where do you take your shoes off? Like, where can I go with my shoes?
はい。
っていうところが、
はい。
やっぱりちょっと、ね、聞かないとわからないっていうところもあったりするかなと思うね。
Yeah. And I feel like 日本だと you're always prepared to take your shoes off, where people are not always prepared to take their shoes off here. And so, you know, that might mean that, they need to sit down in order to take their shoes off, or, you know, maybe they're not wearing any socks. I mean, just different things like that, right?
Yes, because I remember when John came to Japan, like, I could see him struggling, like, なんつうんだろう、頑張って。
Oh, he struggled a lot.
Yes.
With the shoes
taking
on and off.
Yeah.
And, you know, despite some coaching from me before we went, and, you know, Americans don't really know how to use the ginkan, right?
Because
that's not a thing. So just the whole ginkan lesson, I think, is something that most people need to learn.
Yeah. で、ちーちゃんがね、その、ジョンが来る前に初めての日本の訪問っていうことで、ちーちゃん一生懸命こう、事前にちゃんと教えてあげてたんだよね。それも伝わってきた。だからもうやるぞっていう感じでジョンも頑張ってる感じだったんだよね。だからそれが逆にちょっと面白かった。わかんないっていう感じじゃなかったからね。一生懸命こう日本のこのお家のルールにComply しようと頑張ってたもんね。
Yeah. Because I do feel like 日本で if you break house rules, it's disrespectful.
そうやってね、こう教えられてるんだろうなっていう感じがするもんね。Yeah. Do you have any
Yeah, the other thing I see a lot that's really different mm-hmm. between most Japanese homes and most American mm-hmm. homes is toire no doa wo shimeru ka aketoku ka.
Yes.
So I feel like in different parts of the world, not just Japan, but like I think parts in Europe too, like you always close the bathroom door mm-hmm. when you're done using it.
Yes.
Demo American households, we typically leave the door open.
Uh-huh.
So one, people can find the bathroom uh-huh. easily without accidentally opening your bedroom door or something or a closet mm-hmm. door. But also, so they know that it's vacant. You're not like, is someone in there? Is someone not in there?
Yes, that's also true. なんかそうやって考えるとさ、日本はなんで閉めるんだろうって感じだよね。And what I predict, I honestly don't know why, but what I can predict is that maybe if, like, in Japanese household, it's usually, like, you can see everything, right? Like, all the rooms and stuff. All the room doors and stuff. And so, like, if you can see the toilet when you're eating, it's, like, not so right. pleasant. So,
having yes. the... ちょっとお下品みたいな。
そうそう、お下品。ちょっとよろしくないわっていう感じのところが。
Well, and it's just the toilet, right? That's the thing. It's, like, the Japanese bathrooms is, like, トイレの...
トイレがバンって見るもんね。
It's just a water... You know, we call it a water closet, but it's just the toilet. Where oh. the bathrooms here in the United States are actual rooms.
Yes.
And oftentimes there's carpeting and there's, mm-hmm. you know, sink. There's actual, you know, like, space. There's counters yes. and, you know, a bathtub. And so it's not just the toilet. Mm-hmm. So when you leave the door open, a lot of times you don't even see the toilet.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So you see the sink in the mirror or like a mm-hmm. room that kind of looks like the bathroom right. っていう感じだもんね。And the toilet はい. itself is like in the back, right? And so you don't
see it. ちょっと奥に、yeah, 隠れてるっていう感じ。Yeah, so it's not like you open the door and there's a toilet. Mm-hmm. At least most bathrooms aren't like that. Mm-hmm. So, そういう意味でも、mm-hmm. I think that's why it's okay to leave the door open here versus in 日本。
そうだね。でもそう、考えてみたら、でも本当にさ、こう、誰かがお友達とか、誰かがお家に来て、こう、トイレはそこを曲がって、そこの部屋のこれです、みたいなことを説明しなきゃいけないんだよね、毎回ね。Or, escort them to the bathroom, みたいな感じがあるから。If it was open, like,そこ行ったら見えるからみたいな感じで、すぐわかるし、and you do know if なんていうの誰も入ってないなっていうのがわかるじゃない？開いてたら、それはすごくいいよね。なんかそうやって考えると、うちあ、like in our house, it is a mixed thing. Like my Jan does he leaves the door shut, whereas I'm like.Sometimes open, sometimes close. I'm very どっちでもいいみたいな感じ。なんで、But he always closes it. Like, if I leave it open, he always goes and closes it. And so, I think for him, it needs to be closed. And that's how he grew up. And that's how Japanese
I think that's most 日本人.
Yes, exactly.
It's like they prefer to have the bathroom door closed. Yeah.
Yeah. But, okay, so in the house where I grew up,My dad is a little bit weird, and so we had a period where my dad just took the door off っていう感じで。
Oh, and 日本, in Japan.
In Japan.
Yeah.
Because the bathroom area was just so small, and...
It's very claustrophobic yes. if you're not used to it.
So, and
I agree.
And I think he was claustrophobic, and he just didn't like the space.That was so small, and so he just chose to take the door off. And so we had a period where we had no door in the bathroom, and you could just see the person sitting
That's weird. That's very weird. But yeah, I think it's important to note, 日本のトイレは, it feels like a bathroom stall.
Yes.
Like it's that
it's
small.
It's a stall. It's a stall. So, it's that small sometimes.なので、it is kind of difficult sometimes to think about, you know, like, if you, But in the Japanese household, it's always closed. So, そこがね、難しいなっていうのがやっぱりあるよね。
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and the other thing related to the toilets that I think a lot of Americans or foreigners probably struggle with, especially back in the day, is the toilet のスリッパと家のスリッパの、like, you have to change your slippers out, right? Like, and a lot of people would, like, wear the toilet slippers through the house.
Yes, yes.
間違って。
To be honest, I still struggle with it because I'm not used to slippa and I don't really care if my feet are cold. Like, I'm okay with that. And so I choose not to wear the slipper that I am provided when I go to someone's house. And I do see the slippers in the bathroom. あの、それ用の、it's the slippers designated for the bathroom みたいな感じだから。
はい。
ね、なんかもういいや、みたいな感じで、ヤコも結構自由にやっちゃうんだけど、でも、昔からのうちは、yes, back in the old days, like that was a must.
Yeah.
It was different, different slippers. あるね。結構あるな、って考えると。
Well, and here's another house rule that I think, I've come across is, America だと, like, let's say you came over to my house, right? And it would be perfectly normal for you to be like, oh, you know, I'd be like, hey, do you want to get a glass of water? Can I get you anything? And you'd be like, sure. And then you might be like, oh, are your glasses right here? Like, start looking through the cupboards to find the glass. And I would show you, you know, where the water is and whatnot. And then when you wanted a refill, you would just get up and get it. But that would be so not the case in a Japanese household. Like, I would never go to like, your mother's house and just start opening the cupboards and, like, getting myself stuff.
Yes, that is a good one, because that is still pretty... That rule is still pretty strong, っていうのかな? It's still there. Like, no one talks about it, but it's like, if you go to someone's house, you need to stay out of the kitchen. Out of their kitchen.
Yeah, like the kitchen is not a common area.
So.
It's not, and you are not allowed in it.
Yes.
As a guest, no. For the most part.
Yes, so. だから, you should not go into the kitchen unless you are invited or unless you ask if it's okay to go in. っていうのがあって, just in the kitchen area itself. And of course the cupboards. Like, you do not open their cupboards.
Or like their refrigerator, or I feel like that's not something that you just start digging around in.
So the refrigerator is the thing. Like, you do not open the refrigerator unless you are you are allowed to, and you don't even ask if it's okay. Like the 感じがするから. But then, you know, you like I was so used to like going into people's refrigerators and just helping myself with whatever I wanted. Or like, you know, なんかちょっとしたものだったら、ちっちゃん家に行くと結構普通にいいとか言いながら、未だに入るけど、ね、最初の頃はちょっとやっちゃってた気がするんだよね。あの、人ん家行って、まあ普通に、何があるみたいな感じで入っちゃって。Because in the house I grew up in, it wasn't that,なんつうんだろう、男が入っちゃいけないとか昔はあったけど、the men couldn't go into the kitchen area. でもそういうルールはあんまりなかったんだよね。誰でも入って、my parents were pretty Americanized っていうのかなっていうのはあったんで、まあ、あんまりそこまで厳しくなかったから、あんまりね、その日本のしきたり的なルール的なところはあんまり知らなかったね。
Yeah.
未だにあります。Yes, I think.
Yeah. It's, I feel like that's a, how we hang out in the kitchen is so different. In the American homes, the kitchen is often the social area. So that's where people tend to gather and hang out. So it's, you know, it's very different. And our kitchens are very, you know, differently sized and differently, you know, they function very differently too. But the American homes nowadays are definitely focused around socializing in the kitchen.
Yeah. そうだね。Socializing の場だっていうところがやっぱり大きいよね。その社交、もうみんなと団らんをするところだっていうところが大きいのかなって思うし。で、and even in Japan, it's なんつうんだろう、強いけど、そのルールとして入っちゃいけないっていう感覚はまだあるけど、It's more open nowadays. あの、アイランドキッチンっていうのは流行ってるから、うん、ね、そこに、
okay.
gather してお話しするって感じでしょ、
yes.
アメリカだと。
Yes.、うん、yes.
それは、It's getting more popular nowadays, but...
Yeah.、Yeah. It's、the heart of the home, as we say.
The heart of the home.
So, excuse me. My question for you, Yakuchan,、okay. is in your household, do you have any like house rules that's like unique to you guys?
今の household でっていうことでしょ、うん、いろいろあるっちゃあるんだけど、まあ、ちょっと面白いのは、お互いを起こさない。
Oh.
朝っていうか寝てるとき、even for the napping.
うん。
ヤコよくちょっと寝落ちしちゃうっていうのがあるんだけど、こう起こさないっていうのが、okay. まあ暗黙のルールでございます。
Okay.
で、
honestly, that sounds more like a couple's rule versus a house rule.
Well, it's only the two of us. So, まあそういう意味ではね、couple rule かもしれないけど、yeah. でも例えばうちの親が来た時も、うちのお父さんよく昼寝するんだよね、うちで。でもそれも起こさないっていう感じ。で、
うん、
起こさないでくださいってもちろん言わないけど、だけど、なんつうんだろう、うん、何時に何かしなきゃいけないっていうことがあるときはあれだけど、でも基本的にナップしてる人には、もうナップしてゆっくりさせてあげるみたいな感じのルールがうちにはあって、なんか変なルールなんだけど、そんなのがあります。
うん、
I grew up with a lot of weird rules.In the house, and so our rules are like really weird still. You know, あるかもしれないね。ちーちゃんちは?
We have rules specifically related to the cats.
Ooh.
Because, you know, we're a cat household. We have two cats.
Okay.
So, you know, we have rules like if the cat is sitting on your lap, then you don't have to do anything. And the other person has to do everything for you. They have to get your glass of water. They have to get your cup of coffee. Whoa. They have to answer the door. They have to...
Really?
Because you're like, oh, I can't do anything because that cat is in my lap.
それも、まあ、変なルールって言っちゃいけないかもしれないけど、面白いルールだね。
But you would be surprised. In many households with cats, this is the rule.
Really?
So this is not unique to just me and John. This is like most households with cats. If the cat is sleeping on your lap、uh-huh. or sitting on your lap, then you can't do anything and the other person must do the things for you.
Really? Oh, that's interesting.
Because, you know, the cats are the most important in the house. And so 、うん、the other rule that we have are、no cats on the tables, no cats on the counter. Right? Because...You know, they're dirty, right? They go outside and they have dirt on their feet and whatnot. But what typically happens in our household、mm-hmm. is if the cats are on the counter,、
mm-hmm. what happens?
We'll look at each other and we're like, who's going to tell the cat that it can't be on the counter? But nobody wants to tell the cat. Nobody wants to be the bad guy.
そうだよ。
So even though there's no cats allowed on the counter, there are often cats on our counter.
だよね。今だって横切ってまあ、カウンターでもテーブルでもないかもしれないけど、横切ったね、今ね。
I know. There are a lot on my desk.
I see. でも、そうだよ。まあ、猫ちゃん、まあ、テーブルの上に乗っかっちゃうとね、なんか、よくないって感じはするかもしれないけど、なんかもう、はい、降りてみたいなこと言うのもね、ちょっと猫ちゃんにはね、ちょっとかわいそうかなと思うし。Yeah. When they're on their lap, when they're on your lap, and if you、mm-hmm. get up, do they like get mad or anything?
No,、
oh, okay.
no, but it's like such a special thing, and it's like you're not allowed to disturb the cats.
I see. なるほどね。Mm-hmm. まあでもちょっと感覚としては似てる、その起こさないっていうのは。寝てるときは、it's a
yeah,
very、
right?
special time, so please do not disturb っていうのが。
Do not disturb,
そうそうそう
yes, yes.
いう感じだもんね。
So that's our house rule.
わかりました。じゃあ次、結構知らなかったんで、次、 ちーちゃんち行った時は、ヤコもそれを守るようにいたします。だね。
So, this is just my rule, but I don't like clutter, right? Like, I don't like, like, we talked about how don't leave things on the surfaces, which includes the floor. So, if you leave your shoes, like if you, you know, because we have a shoe household where you can wear your shoes inside, you know, sometimes...people will kick off their shoes while they're on the couch.、And then, あの靴がリビングルームの真ん中にゴロゴロなってて、like, I can't handle that, right? So I'm like, not, you can't leave your stuff out, like, not on the counters,、not on the tables, and definitely not on the floors. and that's more my rule, so I'm always like, 片付けなさい.
Yeah, well, that is also my rule as well. I don't like things,、too much things on the floor.Because I,、you know, of course, running into them, especially when
right, they're a tripping hazard.
It's a tripping hazard, だし. Like, if it's hard, you know, you bump your pinky into your... 足の pinky?
Your pinky toe.
Yeah, pinky toe が、ね、当たってもう痛って感じになるし。もうめっちゃ痛いじゃん。で、もう見た目的に、こうパッと見、やっぱ it looks very cluttery って感じがするじゃない、なので、ヤッコも好きじゃないんだけど、but in Japan, we have a floor 文化だから、結構みんな床に置くっていう習慣は結構あるんだよね。So, it's like, for me, it's like たまにこう、んって感じ。ね、ちょっと言いたいんだけど言えないところもあったりするので、What I have done is that 置いていいところを決めたりしてます。で、
はいはいはい。
And how I do that is I prepare a rug, like a mat. So ここはいいですよみたいな感じでやると、なんとなく自然とはそうなる。なので、それはある意味自分が気づかずに作ってたルールかもしれない。
Oh, okay. Just because, yeah, I feel like that's a natural thing because it probably bothers you and you're like, how can I fix this?
Yeah. Without nagging people. Because it's not just Yan. Yan does put it on the floor. So I, こう、わざわざ、はい、テーブルに置いてとかやってたんだけど、だんだん、ね、何回もやってると疲れてくるんで、どうしたらそこに置いてくれるかなっていうのを考えてやったら、うちの母親もそうするようになって、It's like, oh, いいかもしれないって感じだよね。ちょうどいいやって感じや、してますね。
So you got it figured out.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. See, I think every household has their own little rules. You know, how, you know, what you do with your dishes, who's allowed to do the dishes, not allowed to do the dishes, who's allowed to do laundry, like we have that rule in my house. Who, you know, like, where can you put things? Where are you not allowed to put things? ね、そういうのは
あるよね。あるね。まあ、ね、うちも二人だから、どっちかっていうとカップルルールになっちゃってるところはあるかもしれないけど、でもね、家のルールって面白いよね。こう自然に決まっていくものもあるし、この一人の人がどうしてもっていうので決まっていくものもあるし、はい、でも、こう、いろんなお家にいろんなルールがあるっていうのは、こう、面白いルールを含めて、なんか知るのって、なかなかないから、こう、面白いなと思いましたね。
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, I want to jump to our pop quiz for today. I do have a home-themed, quiz question for you.
はい、お願いします。
Okay. What does it mean when we say...It's nothing to write home about.
It's nothing to write home about. まあ、そんな大したことじゃないってこと?
Yes!
Oh!
Ping pong, ping pong! That's exactly it.
Okay.
When it's nothing special, when it's just like, meh, it's so-so. So if I ask you like, hey, how was your trip, you know, your trip to...Kyoto, and you might be like, meh, it's nothing to write home about.
あ、そういう風に使うってことね。しかも、meh が出てきたね。それもやっこ、新しくってさ、meh も、ま、なんていうんだろうね、どうでもいい、たわいのない、何々、わざわざすることでもないっていうことで、meh、
はい、
なんでもない、nothing, it's, もう一回言ってくれる?そのフレーズを。
Yes, it's nothing to write home about. そう、手紙こう書き出すほどのものじゃないってことだよね。literal translation。
はいはいはい。いいですね。ありがとうございます。ちょっと、いい表現を教えていただきました。ありがとうございました。それでは、日本語の方に移りたいと思うんですけれども、日本語の方は、はい、どうしようかな、文化にしようかな、テーマは。
okay.
でも勝手に決めておりますが、約束をするときの谚語があります、はい。日本には古くから。指切り厳慢。嘘ついたら何をのますでしょうか。
指切り厳慢。
指切り玄
魔、指切り玄魔、
嘘ついたらふぬふぬふぬのます。何かを、嘘をついたら If you lie, I will make you swallow this っていう感じの literal な意味でございます。
Okay, I've totally heard this.
Yes,
but I don't know what it is.
It's a thousand needles.
It's a thousand needles.
Yes, it's a thousand needles. 針千本。針千本のます。
Okay, so this is essentially the equivalent of a pinky swear.
Yes.
But it's a little, like a little song that you sing.
Yes.
That basically says, we're doing a pinky swear, and if you break the promise, you have to essentially swallow a thousand needles.
Yes. They use, it's a song. Yeah, it's a song. But
yes,
when I was thinking about this, I was thinking, oh, but you do have the pinky swear, right? It's, mm-hmm. it's.
Yes, we don't have a little song.
Yes, but. yeah, you know, I don't remember a song, but I remember the pinky swear. Like, yeah. It exists in both cultures. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was
funny. I know, isn't that funny?
Yeah.
The pinky swear.
Yes.
It's the ultimate promise.
yes, yes, yes. でございます。
Oh, I love it. Well, thank you so much. A thousand needles. We don't want to break our pinky swears.
ですね。
That's a significant consequence.
yeah, 痛いですよ。はい。はい。
Oh my goodness. Well, we thank you all for tuning in for another episode of the Lost in Japan English podcast. Hopefully you learned something about house rules that differ between Japanese households, American households. We'd love to hear, do you have unique house rules in your household? Let us know. We're on Instagram at Lost in Japan English.
はい、そうですね。この日本とアメリカの家の違い、家のルールの違いっていうのが結構あるんじゃないかなと思うんだよね。だから、ね、皆さんも気づきがあったらぜひシェアしていただけたらなと思います。結構、リスペクトとしては守りたいもんね。知っていて守りたいなっていうところは気持ちとしてあるんじゃないかなと思うので、はい、ぜひ今日出てこなかったもので、うん、皆さんご存知のものがあったら、インスタアットマークロストインジャパングリッシュで見つかりますので、ぜひ探してシェアしていただけると嬉しいです。それでは今日もご視聴ありがとうございました。また来週。
バイバイ。